Representative Adams.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In the discussions we had on the Land Use Energy, Wind Energy Committee, and on certainly those in the Mean Energy Future Committee, are briefly at least enough in the latter and extensively in the former, we did have to try to balance out the dream of, you know, line use capacity that was going to be based on a goal which would be achieved by technology which had yet to be invented and yet to be in place. And the latter two of those mean that there is no experience on which to base anything yet. For that reason, I know that, and I brought merely to show as a prop, but one of the three folders I kept from the Maine's Energy Future Committee to show that there was hardly anything we didn't touch on, but very little actually we had time to get into a lot of depth in, only because of the frustration of the hugeness of the subject, though I think overall the intentions were well achieved. So it would seem to me that we don't have to necessarily undersell that very good goal, but we don't want to oversell the ability to build capacity because we just lack those middle pieces, the technology and the proof of what it may or may not bring us yet. And Representative Fletcher is correct. We sat in the same configuration, the three of us, on several of these other committees. To meet the first of the land wind goals, we have only 4 years and 8.5 months left. And I don't believe we're going to hit that goal. Doesn't mean it's a bad one at all. It's just that that's the reality of it. And the reality, I think, of this large idea might be better served if we pull back the ability to, as expressed in the original draft, to allow building in anticipation of reaching a goal that misses those two important middle parts, the technology, the experience, and the third being the result. So I'd feel a lot better if we could pull it back in line of what Representative Van Wee has said and Representative Fletcher has illustrated as well. Doesn't do damage to the long goal, doesn't do damage to the dream, just waits for the facts to catch up with both. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Ms. Noguski, would you come up to a mic to address that?
Beth Noguski from the Ocean Energy Task Force and DEP. We would be okay with taking out the words that Representative Van Wee struck in the interest of bringing this up to where we are with the RFP that's in the bill now.
We're referring to the words the commission may determine?
Right. Of generation capacity needed to attain state wind energy generation goals, take that out and then say, change the four to of. I think that was the suggestion. Yeah. That's the concept.
Yeah, thank you. Certainly there, and then I have to ask the question up above where it says, the commission shall, at a minimum, take into account economics, reliability, public health and safety, scenic, et cetera, state wind and energy goals. I don't think taking goals into account is a bad thing. I don't think that gets us too far ahead. But down below, I think striking those, focusing on reasonably anticipated growth is better.
One little question. Just to note that you started talking about their other onshore goals, too. So this is saying that when the PUCs, they have to take into account the offshore wind goals, but they're silent about whether they have to take into account the onshore wind goals.
Right. Mr. Chairman, what did we say about that as far as onshore wind goals and whatever bill we had?
You haven't said anything in the CPCN law, which is right here, about this is the first instance of amending the CPCN law to say in doing a CPCN, the PUC has to take into account. If you stopped it at state wind energy generation goals, it would cover them all. But this is specifically saying that they have to take into account the ocean goals.
So, if I may, Mr. Chairman, I guess the question I'd have to understand is, if we were silent on it on land-based, why do we want to add it to ocean-based? If, you know, correctly or incorrectly, our decision was that the land-based would evolve to what's needed. I'm assuming that's what we thought. Whereas on the ocean-based, we're almost making the predetermination that we want to have that be well ahead of it. Probably I'm not understanding it.
Well, one reason is, I think we... Sorry. One reason is, perhaps on the land, it is a little more... It was distributed over a wider area, less likely to have a single line that might be constructed. And we probably had the NPRP somewhere in the process and changing the rules of the game for something that had at least as part of its justification being expected growth of wind on shore, changing the rules of the game might have been a problem. On the ocean side, my expectation is if you're going to build that much wind offshore, it's going to come on shore in a couple of places, not all over the place, would be my guess, in which case you'd end up having to build some very specific transmission to deal with it. But that's so far out in the future. Let's leave it out for now and deal with it later when we get somewhere down the road here and we see whether the first 25 megawatts ever happens. That's where I am.
Mr. Chairman, my hope would be that in the light of the, you know, it's an endorsement, actually, of the dream. It's just also an admission of the reality here. We don't have some of that information. That's probably a roll call. In the terms of what we've heard, if colleagues weigh in and agree, because we're moving by consensus, would it be possible that we could roll the language back in an appropriate way to reflect that?
You're supposed to call. I apologize.
It's quite all right. Can you give, if our colleagues agree, because we're moving by consensus, would it be possible to roll the language back to do that which has been expressed here?
Yes, and it could be. Does everyone understand what we're talking about when we're going to basically incorporate in what has been talked about, even though we don't have it in writing? I think it's been well explained.
Keeping the highest of goals in heart and in mind and on paper, but waiting for the reality to catch up.
Is it a vote? Well, is that okay then?
We're all in agreement.
Okay. Now we're going to reconsider a couple bills. This is.
Miles be damned.
We still. The chair would indicate there's still a quorum.
We all know that Lucia knows the answer. She's just waiting for the rest of us to get there.
You got it covered there? I've got it covered. I can't. I'm waiting for you to leave the room, then I'm going to take care of business here. We'll be at ease.